and the Bug.
This is the Magic the Gathering podcast for kids by kids, but it's kind of adults listen to.
Today is Sunday, October 29th, 2023, and today is going to be an episode about all things vampires.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, Bugs, why don't you start us off?
No, this was an episode you came up with, Mama, so you're starting.
So, I'll start for this one. In my first card is a Wand Ruin Sage. It's two black and three colors for a vampire shaman. That's a 4/3. And at the beginning of your upkeep, each player sacrifices a non-vampire creature. And you want your deck to be vampires. You better not show this to Dad.
Yeah, it might be a little scary on his board.
So it's really good because at the beginning of your upkeep, everybody sacrifices a non-vampire. And your plus, you're going to have a bunch of vampires. So, yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So.
My first card. Now, huh?
What's your first card, Bugs?
My first card is going to be the Nighthawk Scavenger. 1 and 2 black for a vampire rogue that says it has flying, death touch, and lifelink, and its base power and toughness is equal to 1 plus the number of card types among cards in your opponent's graveyard. So, like, opponents have creature in the graveyard, sorcery, instant, artifact, and thing. I forgot what the last one was. Enchantment, sorry.
Yeah.
It's equal to however many of those card types in your opponent's graveyards plus 1. But it's only his power. So he'll be a star 3. He only has 3 toughness, so he isn't that hard to kill, but he's still pretty good because he has flying and he can has death touch and lifelink. So he can still end the game, really. But that's my card. What's your next card, Bubba?
My next card is Artillery Flow. It is sorcery, and each opponent discards 2 cards. If you control a vampire, each opponent loses 2 life and you gain 2 life. So that's good. And it's a 2 black, and it will call us. And it's good because, well, each opponent discards 2 cards, and you're going to have a vampire. And then your opponents are going to lose 2 life and you gain life. So if you're playing, like, a 4-player game, and you play that card, each player's going to have to discard 2 cards, and then you're going to gain 6 life. So, yeah, that's good. What's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is going to be Odric Bloodcursed. This is an Odric Lunarch Marshal that has become infected with vampire. He's become a vampire and is now a vampire soldier, who is a 3/3 for 1, a red, and a white. And when he enters the battlefield, create X blood tokens, where X is the number of abilities from among flying, first strike, double strike, death touch, haste, hex proof, trample, and vigilance found among creatures you control. This would be a great card for an Achroma deck, but it does have red, so you'd have to find Gisela or something like that in order to have that work. So he also works well with, like, anything that deals with special effects, like with abilities, sorry, in red and white. So he wants you to have a bunch of abilities on your card so you can create those blood tokens and use those blood tokens for something else later on in the game. That's my card. What's your next card, Bubba?
That's a pretty good card there, Bugs. So my next card is Baron Singer. It is 3 colors and 5 colors and 3 black for a legendary creature, 5/5 vampire noble. And this is old. And whenever creature dealt damage to Baron Singer this turn dies, put a +2/+2 counter on Baron Singer. And you can tap it to regenerate another target vampire.
Well, that seems pretty nice. What do you want to do with this card?
Well, it's good because, well, you can regenerate and it gives +2/+2. So, that's super good. I'm hoping our dad doesn't see this.
Really? Yeah. Hoping. We're hoping our dad doesn't see a lot of these cards.
Because he has a vampire deck.
Yep, and we don't want him to use it in his vampire deck.
Yeah, but some of these, I think, are expensive. So, we're safe.
For now.
Alright, so what's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is going... my next card is going to be a pretty fun one, actually. Elena the Duskrose. It's from Rivals of Ixalan, which is known for more dinosaurs than vampires. But it's still a pretty good card. So what Elena does is it's 2W/1 for a 1/1 with lifelink. And whenever another creature dies, put a +1/+1 counter on Elena. Oh, sorry. E-L-E-N-D-A.
Oh, nice.
So... she gets big pretty quickly if creatures start dying, especially if you're playing with a deck with a lot of removal spells in it. Yeah. And whenever she dies, create X 1/1 white vampire creature tokens with lifelink, where X is Elenda's power. So you want Elenda to get really big through creatures dying. So this might work well in a token deck where you're sacrificing the tokens to do stuff, or...
My next card is Bleak Cove and Vampires. It's 3 colorless and 2 black for a creature vampire warrior for 4/3. It's Metalcraft, and when Bleak Cove and Vampires enter the battlefield, if you control 3 or more artifacts, target player loses 4 life and you gain 4 life. That's good because, well, you get to, if you have a bunch of artifacts, you can, like, play him, and you're gonna steal 4 life and gain 4 life. So, yeah, easy takeaway life.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next card, Bugs?
That's a little quick to be going to me, so, elaborate more on your card, Bubba.
So, what's your next card, Bugs?
Alright, I guess my next card is going to be D. Kalitas, Traitor of Geth. He's a 3/4 vampire warrior that's a legendary for 2/2 black. He's lifelink, and whenever a non-token creature an opponent controls would die, instead, exile that card and put a 2/2 black zombie creature token onto the battlefield. So, really, every time an opponent's creature dies, you get something. And then 2 and a black and sacrifice another vampire or zombie, put 2+1/+1 counters on Kalitas, Traitor of Geth.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So you can make him bigger in the process of getting, you amassing a whole bunch of zombies to take over and win the game. So, that's pretty awesome, huh? And then you can make him bigger by sacrificing those zombies to get even better reward.
Yeah!
So, that's really all about Kalitas. And he can be your commander, so that might be something you want to look into as well. So, what's your next card, Bubba?
So, my next card is... Blood Bond Vampire. It's 2 black and 2 colors for Vampire Shaman Ally. And it's a 3/3. And whenever you gain life, put a +1/+1 counter on Blood Bond Vampire. It's good because I can get big. Really big.
Every time
you gain life. Yeah, that's it. What's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is going to be... Sorry, one second. I had to pull it up. Drana and Linvala. This is a vampire angel combo with flying and vigilance, and it's a 3/4. And so it's pretty nice already. And activated abilities of creatures your opponents control can't be activated. So you're limiting your opponents and what they can do. Another fun thing, isn't it? So now Drana and Limbala have all activated abilities of all creatures your opponents control. You may spam mana as though they were mana of any color to activate those abilities. So you get every active ability on a creature out there and they can't do it. That's a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And let's not forget that you can still attack with them too with flying and vigilance and still be able to do their activated ability.
Yeah, that sounds fun for you.
And not very much fun for your opponent.
Yeah. So my next card is Drana, the Last Blood Chief. It's a 4/4 vampire for 3 colors and 2 black with flying vampire cleric. Whenever Drana, the Last Blood Chief, attacks, defending player chooses a non-legendary creature card in your graveyard. You return that card to the battlefield with an additional +1/+1 counter on it, and on it, the creature is a vampire to its other types. That's good. That's really good, because not only is it graveyard recursion, but it gives a +1/+1 counter on it. So it's like Blood Artist. If you get it back out, it's going to be a 2/2, and it's going to keep getting +1/+1s. So, yeah.
That's pretty good. A lot of +1/+1s in the vampire world, really.
Yeah.
So. Which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, so what's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is going to be the Anji, Maid of Dishonor. 2, a black and a red for a 4/5 that's a vampire and it's legendary. And when it enters, whenever Anji, Maid of Dishonor, and or one of or more other vampires enter the battlefield under your control, create a blood token. This ability triggers once each turn. And you can pay 2 and sacrifice another creature or a blood token. Each opponent loses 2 life and you gain 2 life. That's another common thing in vampire world. Yeah. You lose 2 life, I gain 2 life. All that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But
life gaining and life losing. So, yeah.
That's pretty scary if you get one each turn and you let that sit out there and accumulate among a bunch of turns and ta-da, really big.
Yeah. Yeah, so my next card is Galta and Maverin.
I forgot about this one.
It is 2 white and 2 green and 3 colorless for a dinosaur vampire that's a 12/12 trampler. I hate this card. It's super annoying. So, it's...
Well, then why'd you choose it?
Because it looks cool. Someone put their house on Galta. I'm not joking. Okay. So, and it's whenever you attack, choose 1, create a tapped and attacking XX green dinosaur token with trample, where X is the greatest power among other attacking creatures, and or create X11 vampire creature tokens with lifelink, where X is the number of other attacking creatures. So, you can go all out attack, or big boy zombies. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, it's also not zombies, it's vampires.
That's a vampire.
Oh, I thought you said zombies, sorry.
You need hearing aids.
No.
So, it's good because, well, you can create a bunch of little things. Or a big thing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my next card. What is your next card, Bugs?
My next card is going to be the... It's going to be Felisa, Fang of Silver Quill. This came from a Commander Precon, and it's a 3-2 with flying for 2 white and a black. It has Mentor. Whenever this creature attacks, put +1/+1 counter on target attacking creature with less power. And whenever a non-token creature you control dies, if it had counters on it, create X21 white-black inkling creature tokens with flying, where X is the number of counters it had on it. So you're going to want to put this card in a deck with a bunch of +1/+1 counters. So, and it can even be the commander of the deck.
So, that was a good card, so...
Well, I didn't even get to finish saying what it does. Well, it also works well with, like, a token deck where you get, like, double lives or parallel lives, sorry. In doubling season, where you get to create double those tokens, so if you have a bunch of stuff, this will go really well in a green +1/+1 counter deck.
Yeah.
But it has to include white and black, sadly. But that's this card. What's your next card, Bubba?
So my next card is Markov Baron. It is a 2-colorless and a black for Vampire Noble. And it has convoked creatures, cast a spell. Each creature you tap while casting this spell pays for 1 colorless or mana that creature's color. And it's a lifelinker. And other vampires you control get +1/+1. And it has madness. It's 2 colorless and a black for... If you discard this card... Discard it into exile. When you do, cast it for its mana's cost or put it into your graveyard. So that's good.
That's a pretty interesting card, huh?
So it's good because, well, if you play it and it gives out all of the +1/+1s to each vampire you have. So that's really good to be a big thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, big. So, it's good. That's also, and plus if you get it into exile, you can cast it for its madness cost. So, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, what's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is gonna be the big ol' Vampire Nocturnus. 1/3 black for a vampire that's a 3/3. And play with the top card of your library revealed. As long as the top card of your library is black, Vampire Nocturnus and other vampire creatures you control get +2/+1 and have flying.
That's so pretty good.
This will go great in a mono black deck.
Yeah, that will.
Because the only card that can be on top is a black or colorless card and land. So you have a pretty good shot of having just black cards on top.
Yeah, so you want
so that you can have that anthem of +2/+1, and it'll go well in a mono black vampire tribal.
Yeah,
specifically. So yeah, that works really well. But what's your next card, Bubba?
So my next card is going to. My next card is going to be the Capitating Vampire. It's 2 black and a colorless for a 2/2 vampire, and other creatures, vampire creatures you control get +1/+1. And tap 5 untapped vampires you control, gain control of target creature, it becomes a vampire other to it, in other to its additions. That's good because, well, it's another +1/+1 counter, and if you tap a bunch of vampires, you get to control one, and it is a vampire.
It becomes a vampire, really.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
So what's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is the Captivating Vamp. Oh, wait, no. You just talked about this one, so it's a crossover.
Hey!
Well, this one I just like because it lets you take control of that thing and gives your anthem to other vampires. So you just want to put this card in a vampire tribal. And it'll get +1/+1 with the anthem effect, because it becomes a vampire when it's taken control of.
Yes.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then, it is kind of cool.
And then you just want to hang on to that creature, don't you? So just hang on to it, really.
Yeah.
Not that hard.
Yes, not really. And it's pretty good. So my next card.
Well, no. Do you want me to go again since it was just a crossover?
No, I'll go.
Alright, so my last card here is going to be the Cordial Vampire. It's 2 black for a vampire. That's a 1/1. And whenever a Cordial Vampire or another creature dies, put +1/+1 counter on each vampire you control. So this is good because it's each vampire you control and not, it's just one vampire, so I gotta choose all of them. So you might want to just make a token outlet and sack them and make a whole bunch of tokens and just get all your vampires really, really big, really, really scary, and then you give them flying, and you fly in for the win. That's the scary part of this card that nobody wants to face.
So yeah, that's a pretty good card. So what's your so my next card is going to be the Blood Mad Vampire. So it's a red and 2 colorless for a Vampire Berserker, and it's a 4/1. And it says whenever Blood Mad Vampire does combat damage to a player, put a +1/+1 counter on him, and it has madness. So it's for a red and a colorless. So it's good because you get to add +1/+1 counters on it to him to make him boop, 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 boop.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, sometime he's going to be like a, I don't know, 33, 30. So, yeah.
Maybe. You don't know.
So, that was my last card. So
that's all we have for this episode, but let us know if you enjoyed. Give us some other ideas, and email us about it at bubbaandthebug@gmail.com. We got Instagram and Facebook at Spellslinging Sunday on each of those. Let's see, what else do we got? We got our blog at spellslingingsunday@wordpress.com, and that's about it, right, Bubba?
Yeah. So please rate and review, and we'll see you next
week. Bye! Bye.